Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Bruton reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morton moves to third. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morton strikes out. Virgil drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morton out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boros strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morton. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boros moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Larry scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morton is hit by the pitch. Bruton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe tags and scores. Bruton tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-3 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Posada strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-2 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry is hit by the pitch. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Frank Larry. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertoia moves to third. Bruton moves to second. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bertoia scores. Bruton moves to third. It's 10-2, Tigers. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Morton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Fox now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive towards the mound. Fox catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hauser moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.